Thank you for joining today's podcast. Today we continue a new series entitled One Another. There are 59 one another phrases in the Bible that are imperative from God regarding how we should interact with our Christian brothers and sisters, our non-believing friends, our enemies, our neighbors, our family, and more. The purpose of this series is to go through scripture and evaluate a few of the one another phrases in order to determine how God desires for us to live in this present age. These 59 one another's include love one another. That's what we tackled in week one. Week two, forgive one another. Week three, accept one another as Christ accepted you. Week four, wait for one another, just last week. So I hope you are practicing patience and still waiting on one another. Week five, which is today, we will learn about encourage one another. And then we'll have four more weeks to go. Week six, carry one another's burden. Week seven, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Week eight, honor one another above yourselves. Week nine, live in harmony with one another. Today we continue with perhaps the most unusual one another, encourage one another. Let's dive into this text. Hebrews 10, 24 through 25 and 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. Once again, Hebrews 10, 24 through 25, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. Here's what it says in Hebrews. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another and all the more as you see the day approaching. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11, therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Subject, encourage one another. Let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now in the humblest manner that we know how, asking that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings we don't even have room enough, God, to be able to receive, that you will decrease me, increase you, that your word will not return void, and that we will not leave this podcast the same way that we entered. We ask these things in your precious and holy name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. In Hebrews and in at least one of Paul's letters to the church at Thessalonica, encouragement is shared as a principle of Christianity. That's right. It is a principle. So if you call yourself a Christian, all the Christians raise their hand, then this is a principle of that title you have given to yourself. Let us consider how we may spur one another on is the beginning phrase in one of our central texts for today. The scriptures confirm that type of encouragement produces love and good deeds. So what happens when you encourage somebody? Love and good deeds. Paul then says encouraging one another goes hand in hand with building each other up. We should want to build somebody else up. We should lift as we climb. Encouragement is something we all need to keep us motivated, loved, and feeling confident in ourselves. Encouragement is important for our mental and overall health. Encouragement facilitates joy in us. We can often experience the same joyful fulfillment from giving encouragement as we do from receiving encouragement. We all know what it can feel like to pursue something, whether it is starting a new job, trying a new hobby, or making small changes in life. Receiving encouraging feedback in the midst of those type of changes and transitions helps to spur us along. Anybody ever been through a transition, been through a challenging situation, and that doesn't it feel good in the midst of change and transition when somebody comes and gives you a positive word, a word of encouragement? On the other hand, not getting feedback or encouragement often diminishes the joy we have when starting something. I want to share 3 points that will hopefully encourage you to be an encourager. Point number one, there is power in encouragement. It is often said words have power. Have you heard that before? Romans 4 and 16 says God calls those things that are not as though they are. Let me make sure I say that. Sometimes you don't see it in somebody, but you got to call those those things that are not as though they are right now as your children are going through e-learning and it seems like they're overwhelmed and they're confused and you don't know what to do and how to help, give them a word of encouragement. Call those things that are not as though they are. There are many theories on encouragement and motivation, but scientists have proved there is no stronger motivation than a positive attitude cultivated by words of encouragement. Studies such as two conducted by Columbia student Lisa Blackwell investigates the connection between intelligence and encouragement. It was determined students with a perceived theory that they could improve their intelligence, perform better, and receive higher grades than those who believed their level of intelligence and ability was set at birth. Now that is powerful. When through encouragement, you can be better than you were when you were born. Everyone knows what it's like to be around a positive person where you are respected, liked, and made to feel you can accomplish anything. This is one of the reasons I love hanging out with my father, because when I'm around him, I feel like I can fly. He's one of those people that no matter what, he gives you a positive word. He lets you know, oh, you're going to be great. You can make it. Oh, you're going to be mayor one day. You're going to be governor one day. Oh, you can be president of the United States. I love this man. There's power in the knowledge that someone believes in you. However, there is also power in toxicity. So point number two, encouragement benefits the encourager as much as the encouraged. Last year, Joel Young from Indiana University conducted a study to evaluate encouragement as a character quality. Joel hoped to find a way to measure encouragement as a way to enhance psychologists' ability to counsel their clients. According to the study, encouragement is a character strength and esteem builder the encourager benefits from as much as the encouraged. By encouraging, a person gives and receives positivity. When people think positively about themselves, they are more likely to think positively of others, including the person compelling the positivity. My dad always refers to the saying, "We draw more flies with honey than vinegar." That statement is scientifically accurate, biblically supported, and a metaphor for being a positive, kind, encouraging type of person instead of the alternative. Here's an opportunity for you to check yourself before you wreck yourself. I hope you fall in the bucket of a positive, kind, and encouraging type of person. If not, I'm glad you're listening, because today is the day of transformation. As a Christian and churchgoer, I was raised to understand that sometimes we need to encourage ourselves. The example given was David, who dealt with tremendous personal tragedy. The sudden death of his son, being caught in adultery, having lost his best friend, running from his boss, and so many other things. Even King Saul, who threatened his life. David went to a secret place to encourage himself in the Lord. But David also understood the value and necessity of encouraging others. He said, "Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord." One more time, you got to be strong and take heart, all of us who hope in the Lord. David realized that if no one is around, positive self-esteem is a God-honoring characteristic. But as long as others are present, encouragement should be shared. In other words, encouragement doesn't have to be a solo sport, and encouragement often benefits the encourager as much as the encouraged. Have you ever given someone encouragement and you see the smile on your face, you see the boost of confidence that they have, and then when they come back and report to you the outcome of the positive word, the seed that you planted in their life? Doesn't that make you feel good? So there are benefits to the encourager as much as the encouraged. Point number three. Encouragement is a tool that can strengthen a community. And right now, in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of racial unrest, in the midst of the economy and all the layoffs that are happening and the evictions that are taking place, we need to use encouragement as a tool that can strengthen our entire community. With death so prevalent in our everyday news cycle, it behooves us to walk peaceably amongst one another. You don't know who just lost a brother, a sister, a friend, a cousin, an uncle, a mother, a father. It behooves us to walk peaceably amongst one another. The scriptures, according to Hebrews, teach us God always keeps his word, so we should be ready to encourage one another. How do we encourage? Through love and helping out, not avoiding worshiping together as some do, but spurring each other on, especially as we approach the end of the world. I know right now that a lot of us are trying to figure out the technology and being able to connect. We're used to jumping in our car, driving to the church, going in through the church door, sitting in the pews. Well, it's not quite like that anymore as we try to stay safe and stay alive and be able to be obedient to the voice of the Lord and also obedient to what we're hearing from our law officials. And so we should not avoid worshiping together. You got to press your way to be able to make sure you're connected to the body of Christ so you can get a word of encouragement for you, so you can be an encourager for somebody else. Failure and setbacks naturally lead to discouragement, but even my two boys realize the power of encouragement. Now that they are young men and students at Purdue University together, I am compelling them to spur one another on. School and life is tough enough. Encourage one another. I told them when we dropped them off back in August. Well, actually, they started in July. And as we were dropping them off, we said, take time to see each other. Don't just be on this campus and be strangers. The reasons that we wanted you all on this campus is so you can support each other. You have a friend that you've known since birth. And so that becomes important for them to be connected as brothers and sisters. And it's not always about being a blood brother to somebody, but we are all members of the body of Christ. So we are sisters and brothers in the body of Christ. God created us, and he knows encouragement is a tool we have to strengthen one another. Imagine how our communities could change for the better with a little more encouragement between neighbors. We don't even have to go to college or outside to see the need for encouragement. I had some kids that were playing in front of my house on a couple of days ago. And as they were playing out there, I could tell that they were getting a little fatigued, and they were on their bicycles, and some of them were having different conversations. And I remember that I bought some popsicles for my kids, and they didn't eat the popsicles. And so, yeah, I'm still thinking that they're like kids. They're teenagers now, so popsicles aren't the top of their priority. And so I took the popsicles. First I went out and I said, hey, how are you guys doing? Would you like popsicles? And they all screamed yes. And so I came back in, I grabbed the popsicles, gave it to them, and they just, their faces lit up. The fatigue from the sun, the disagreements that were happening, all of it seemed to be erased in a matter of seconds when somebody came with a smile and some popsicles. We can be encouragers. It is so important. Imagine how our communities could change for the better with a little more encouragement between neighbors. We don't even have to go to college or outside to see the need for encouragement. Imagine if every Facebook or social media post included some form of positivity and encouragement. What a world that would be. As I conclude, I have an example of encouragement personified. 2 years after being diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer, actor Chadwick Boseman visited cancer patients at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, had a birthday celebration with a beautiful little princess, Maddie. Chadwick tweeted along with photos from the hospital of him posing by a little girl with a huge smile surrounded by Black Panther collectibles. Unfortunately, roughly 2 years after that visit, Boseman succumbed to colon cancer. If you never heard of Chadwick Boseman, he was a movie star that grew up in my hometown, South Carolina. He played role models such as Jackie Robinson, the first African-American to play baseball in the major leagues, Thurgood Marshall, the first African-American to be a U.S. Supreme Court justice, and King T'Challa in the award-winning film Black Panther. In a tweet state officials working with St. Jude wrote, "All of us are heartbroken by the news of Chadwick's passing. He was a true role model and inspiration for children and adults across the globe. Chadwick presented encouragement and kindness. He will forever hold a special place in our hearts as a model of strength, compassion, power of purpose, and love." With all of the negative things being hurled back and forth in the news media between people and conflict over social protests on social media and politics and many other places, it's amazing to know God granted us the privilege of seeing the greatest superhero on the big screen also be a person exhibiting the godly characteristics of encouragement in real life. Here are Chadwick's words while giving the commencement address at his alma mater, Howard University. "God has predestined purpose inside of us. God says in Jeremiah, 'I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to keep you, give you hope and a future.' Purpose is the reason we are on the planet at this particular time in history. Our very existence is wrapped up in the things we are here to fulfill. The struggles along the way are meant to shape us for our purpose." Such encouraging words. He really was a superhero. We started with David, so I want to conclude with a simple statement of encouragement from David in the Psalms. "May the favor of the Lord our God rest on you and establish the work of our hands. Amen." Let us bow in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for everything that you've allowed to happen today in this podcast. We ask that you will bless the listeners and God, that they will be encouraged to live their absolute best life. I want them to know how special they are, how beautiful they are, how smart they are, how wonderful they are, how strong they are, and that they are more than conquerors through you that loved us, and that every battle that comes their way, they will be victorious. God, I ask right now that you will allow them to be bold enough to share that encouragement with someone else, that we will all be encouragers of one another. In your precious and holy name we pray. Continue to bless the sick, bless the evicted, bless the convicted. Bless those that are struggling right now. Look on families, those that are in isolation. Bless students as they're going back to school, that they will get the knowledge and the understanding that they need. Lord, look on those that are without jobs right now, God, and make provision for their every need. Lord, keep us mind, body, and spirit. In your precious and holy name we pray. Amen.